Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the video. We're going to have a new one up today. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the past interviews we've done with our good friend Tony Rotigliano, the co-author of Strengths-Based Selling. Tony consults with Gallup, the Gallup organization, senior managing consultant as well, and speaker. He's here to talk to us. We're still talking about selling. In the previous segment, we talked about prospecting. Tony, what else do we need to know that's different? What else is different in the 21st century from when you and I were coming up as pups?
Well, I think a couple of things. One is they used to be buying cycles, right? So you used to have a time of year when most people signed the contract. All of that is gone, right? So selling has become very much a 24/7, 365 type of job. You know, mm-hmm. that's a big part of it. Another thing that has substantially changed is, right, along with that whole idea of fun, there's an old saying you probably heard when you were coming up. In sales, people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care.
Right.
And I think that's still valid. However, the opportunities to show people how much you care are harder to get. It's harder to get that one-on-one face time with people that would buy from you. And nevertheless, you have to do that, right? That's what will establish you as a trusted sales, a trusted partner with them, and set you up for a lot of business. So you have to think, how do I do that in a time that's so time challenged for people where they don't necessarily want to spend a lot of time with me?
Well, that's very, and the thing is that whatever you have to do, whatever it takes, folks, for you to get to the point where you can put your best foot forward, like Tony just described, it's worth it, Tony, because of what you just said about being time starved. Trust is the greatest time saver of all time. And if I can trust you, Tony, I'd rather be able to trust you than save money with somebody else that I might not trust or that I don't have a relationship with. Maybe it's not that I don't think that they're trustworthy, it's just that I don't know yet. And I know you, and because I know you, that's worth a premium, maybe a possible premium to work with you, because I can trust you. So once you get to the point where your customers trust you, folks, that's the key, I think. And that has not changed. But because we're so time-starved, I think the value of trust has gone up in value. What do you think?
I totally agree. You know, they estimate that about 70% of our decision-making is not based on rational things, you know, like cost, like delivery terms, et cetera. Those things are important. Over time, what really matters to people are things like trust. I like this person. I like spending time with this person. They know me. I'm comfortable with them. All of those things are what really establishes you for the long term. So in every call with a client, you should be thinking not, oh, can I get them on the phone? You have to be thinking, how can I add value? How can I tell them something they didn't know? How can I show them something they didn't know? How can I make them want to spend more time with me the next time I'm in?
And do something they didn't expect. Do more.
Exactly.
Do more. Do something that's off the chart, credible, classy, honest. If you have an opportunity to go the extra mile to do something that's off the chart, that's a way to get people's attention, let them know not only that you're that kind of person, but that you care.
Exceed their expectations at every opportunity.
And I'll tell you what, saying thank you, not acting grateful for the business, not making them feel like that you're the only customer they have, that's not a way to do it either.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
People still, with all of our devices, Tony, with all our technology, humans still like to feel appreciated, don't they?
Absolutely. There's not, again, 70% of that decision is based on non-rational factors, like feeling appreciated, et cetera. You know, there's four levels of establishing an account relationship, right? They have to be confident in me that I'm going to deliver and that our prices will be fair.
Mm-hmm.
They have to trust me. They have to know that if they have a problem, I'm going to work it out with them. They should feel a level of pride in dealing with us. And when you're proud to work with another customer, when you have someone that you buy from repeatedly, it's probably because you feel good about working with them. You like what that says about you.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, you want them to feel passionate about your business, right? You want them to be a kind of apostles for your business where they're telling other
That's
people,
right.
This is a great company. And how you get there is by bringing them ideas, showing them that you're their partner, not just a vendor, right?
That's exactly right, folks. These are all things. And so what we've done today, Tony, what you've helped us do is blend the old that never goes out of fashion, never goes out of style, never invalid, with the new that you have to keep up with. The information-based economy, you've got to keep up with that, whether it be your due diligence or what they know about you, the customer knows about you. But the human side, all those human elements, none of that has changed. And that's the challenge for the 21st century salesperson. Tony, give us the website again, please.
The website is Gallup.com, and that's GALLUP.com. You can find our book there, and you can get a link to my book and our other fine publications, and they'll take you to Amazon. You can also go directly to Amazon.com.
Tony, thanks for being here. Come back again real soon.
My pleasure, Jim. Always a great to talk to you.
We'll see you next time. Tony Rutigliano, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back with Steve Forbes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.